God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this morning is from Matthew chapter 3, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. So far the text. In Christ Jesus, dearly beloved, the baptism of Jesus is one of the most theologically concentrated doctrines in all of the Bible. There will be a lot of theology flying around here this morning, but like all Scripture, it is inspired by God. It is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. It doesn't exist for its own sake. The reason the baptism of Jesus is in the Bible is for our comfort and assurance in knowing that God loves us and has forgiven us of our sins. So to that end, we will go through the baptism of Jesus and end up with assured comfort that God loves us. Three quick things from the Old Testament by way of reminder. In Genesis chapter 1, the creation of the visible world is explained as the Spirit of God is hovering over the surface of the waters. And many years later, the Apostle Peter would describe it as the world was created out of water, and it was created by water. Almost as if the first creation, the one that fell into sin, was like an ice sculpture, which itself has a foundation of ice, but itself is also made up of ice. The Apostle Peter said that the Spirit of God was moving over water, and that substance was used as the foundation of the visible creation, as well as the thing the visible creation was made out of. It's the chief and most important element in the first creation. And then in the seventh chapter of Genesis, the world was flooded after this good creation went bad and fell into sin. Water, the same substance, was used to destroy it. So the whole comment that Peter makes on this is the world was formed out of water, and it was formed by water, and it was destroyed, being flooded with water. Water creates something that's good, and when it goes bad, water destroys that which is bad. Before Jesus died and rose again from the dead, the greatest day of deliverance that the people of God had ever experienced was when they were able, being guided by a pillar of water to a body of water, the Red Sea. Water led them to water, where they find themselves trapped and being pursued by enemies. And the power of water passed through them and over them, where it remained in between God's enemies and the people of God, and created a divine buffer or shelter between them and their enemies. The Red Sea opens, they pass through, and the Red Sea destroys their enemies. Many years later, the Apostle Paul would comment on this, saying, all were baptized in the cloud and in the sea.
This is my activity.
Just back full. So he takes the first one with Jesus.